Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I'm going to read a statement from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on the reports that President Trump has filed residency paperwork for Florida. Good riddance. It's not like Mr. Trump paid taxes here anyway. He's all yours, Florida.
That's what Andrew Cuomo said. Well, good for him, and I think a lot of New Yorkers will agree with that. Of course, one has to suspect that what he's trying to do here, David, is to bring Florida into his camp. You know, New Yorkers never could countenance the guy, so there's a question as to whether he's going to be helped in Florida. You know, Floridians are interesting people. I remember when Rudy Giuliani decided he could be president, and he went down to Florida, and he was sure all the New Yorker transplants would vote for him, and they didn't. So, you know, they're capable down there of making up their own minds. The president issued a statement in which he talked about his state and local taxes and how high they were. But guess what he didn't talk about? He didn't talk about his federal taxes. You know why? Because nobody knows what his federal taxes were and whether he paid any federal taxes at all. So he's gone. The media said, you know, he's giving up his permanent residence at Trump Tower. Nonsense. He'll live there, believe me. Now, you know that a lot of New Yorkers go down there, and in order to avoid taxes, what they do is they figure out exactly how many days they have to stay there in order to be not taxed by New York. In any case, New Yorkers are aware that an awful lot of people are going out of state because taxes are high in New York. You pay them, David, and even though I live in Massachusetts, I work in New York, so I pay them too, and I know they're high.
And it's interesting because your conversation with Tom DiNapoli, the comptroller of the state of New York this week, you asked him about Wall Street, and he said, you know, the financial industry is responsible for so much revenue in New York. And you said, well, can't we get some more out of those who have the most? And he hemmed and hawed about that because of the worry of people leaving the state.
He did, David, because, you know, there's always the possibility, I don't think it's going to happen, that the financial market could, now that everything is electronic anyway, could find a new home for itself, just like Trump found a new home. So he's got to be very careful, DiNapoli, and he's right, because the last thing you want is the stock market to leave New York or in any way to deprecate the relationship.
The House divided, endorsed an impeachment push against President Trump yesterday. We listened to it live right here on WAMC. Democrats are geared up for their public phase of the investigation. The New York Times this morning says the resolution signals that Democrats have enough confidence in the evidence gathered so far to proceed over Republican objections. The Republicans were very vocal in what they call the sham.
That's right, David. There was no defections whatsoever in the House among the Republicans. Right now, I expect that the Senate, no matter how guilty this guy is, won't vote because they know that that's where their bread is buttered. They like their seats. They're afraid that if they jump ship, they will be punished at the polls. So they're sticking with it. What we have always known is if the House impeaches, the Senate will not convict. On the other hand, it may just flip the Senate because there are going to be an awful lot of angry people, not only among Democrats, but independents, who are going to feel that these senators are not doing the right thing.
Is the Republican opposition's best argument, let this play out at the polls?
Well, that is their argument. You should do it at the polls. But the Pelosi answer, and I think it's a good one, is that we have to do what's right. We don't do what's political. Now, obviously, they are doing what's political because the Democrats in the base, in the Democratic base, are furious at Trump, and they want an impeachment. So if you're a congressman, you do what your constituents want, and that's why Pelosi's actually had her way. She said, go slow, we'll go into the election year, and in the end, that's what's happening. Her wisdom has proven to be remarkable.
While all this is going on, and we're listening to it, a few floors below, the White House aide, Timothy Morrison, was testifying that basically, as the headline says in the Times, he saw signs of a quid pro quo.
Oh, there was a quid pro quo. I mean, there's no question. Now Trump is going to do a fireside chat, and he's going to read the transcription of the conversation he had with the Ukrainian president. But, you know, it's all bluster, and I don't think anybody's changing. I think the people who like him continue to like him. I think the people who hate him continue to hate him. The real problem is, for him, the people in the middle are the ones who you have to keep an eye on.
We talked about this after the killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and the leader of ISIS, gone now. The confirmation days after President Trump announced his death that there is a successor.
Well, yeah, they come up with a successor. You remember that it was not only al-Baghdadi, but his number two who are out of the picture now, properly, by the way, because they were terrible people. They say, by the way, that they're going to get even now, that they have plans. And those are the things that you have to watch out for, because if you do something like this, obviously you have to go into the highest alert possible, because these people really have never shown themselves to care one whit about human life.
Scientists have miscalculated the seas that are rising, Alan. A new study I read shows that the sea levels will impact major cities sooner than originally predicted. We also see other places, like at Canada, where the Magdalen Islands, this morning a story in the New York Times, the islands are crumbling because the ice is gone, which held it in place.
Well, David, we knew this was coming. We've said it again and again and again here on WAMC. We have done more to talk about the climate crisis, I think, than any public outlet has, and we will continue to do that because it is the most serious problem the world has. We have been ostrich-like, putting our heads in the sand, and it's getting to be too late. We are losing valuable time.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.